This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Green Bay Phoenix staved off a second-half comeback from rival Milwaukee and beat the Panthers 79-76 Monday night at the Crest Center in Green Bay. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Phoenix led by as many as 21, but the Panthers rebounded to take a four-point lead with 8 minutes to play. Green Bay retook the lead with 3:23 to go and never trailed again, shooting 62% from the field. Green Bay coach Doug Gottlieb said they've changed their offensive plan.
We're starting a more offensive-based lineup, and Justin is a bucket. It's really hard to contain him. And because we're starting Caden and Marcus, it gives him the unbelievable space to operate. And like I said, they chose to run us off the three-point line. And, you know, Justin drove the ball, CJ drove the ball. But yeah, it's great. We're overly efficient. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them.
Both teams now 3-2 in Horizon League play. Milwaukee's dropped three straight. Badgers back in action tonight. They'll play host to UCLA in Big Ten play at the Kohl Center. That one tips at 8 o'clock on Peacock tonight. In the Big Ten last night, number 11 Nebraska knocked off Ohio State 72-69 in Columbus. The Huskers remain perfect at 15-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten. The Packers are back in the practice field today. They start preparing for Saturday night's wild card playoff game against the Bears. Two teams split their regular season series, but the Packers have dropped four straight. Matt LaFleur asked what gives him confidence they can make a playoff run.
I believe in that locker room. I believe in the talent that we have, the players that we have, how committed they are, how together they are, and I know the type of fight that we have as a football team.
Brewers completed their coaching staff for the upcoming season. Former player Daniel Vogelbach has joined the staff as an assistant hitting coach. Appleton native Matt Erickson moves from infield coach to third base coach. He'll still serve as the lead infield instructor. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.